This is the Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly for study during the week ending Sunday, January 1st, 2023. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy.
The subject of this week's Bible lesson is God. The golden text is from Psalms. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. The responsive reading is from Psalms and 1 Chronicles. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, The Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Section 1. The Bible. Revelation. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Psalms. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! Thou sendest forth thy Spirit. They are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good.
And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Good. God. Spirit. Omnipotence. Omniscience. Omnipresence. Omni-action. In the Saxon and 20 other tongues, good is the term for God. The scriptures declare all that he made to be good, like himself, good in principle and in idea. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause, and effect belong to God. These are His attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle, love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. As God Himself is good and is spirit, goodness and spirituality must be immortal. Their opposites, evil and matter, are mortal error, and error has no creator. If goodness and spirituality are real, evil and materiality are unreal, and cannot be the outcome of an infinite God, good. God fashions all things after His own likeness. Life is reflected in existence, truth in truthfulness, God in goodness, which impart their own peace and permanence. Man and woman as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect in glorified quality the infinite Father, Mother, God. God, Spirit, alone created all and called it good.
Section 2, Psalms. There be many that say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift Thou up the light of Thy countenance upon us. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 1 Kings. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he came thither unto a cave, and lodged there. And, behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Psalms. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good.
Spirit, God, is heard when the senses are silent. What is termed material sense can report only a mortal, temporary sense of things, whereas spiritual sense can bear witness only to truth. Spiritual sense is the discernment of spiritual good. Understanding is the line of demarcation between the real and unreal. Spiritual understanding unfolds mind, life, truth, and love, and demonstrates the divine sense, giving the spiritual proof of the universe in Christian Science. Befogged in error, the error of believing that matter can be intelligent for good or evil, we can catch clear glimpses of God only as the mists disperse, or as they melt into such thinness that we perceive the divine image in some word or deed which indicates the true idea, the supremacy and reality of good, the nothingness and unreality of evil. The still, small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is, to the human mind, as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Every step towards goodness is a departure from materiality and is a tendency towards God, Spirit.
Section 3, Acts. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Luke. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Matthew. And, behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God.
Jesus urged the commandment, Thou shalt have no other gods before me, which may be rendered, Thou shalt have no belief of life as mortal. Thou shalt not know evil, for there is one life, even God, good. Christ is the true idea voicing good, the divine message from God to men, speaking to the human consciousness. Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God, the Holy Ghost, or Comforter, revealing the divine principle, love, and leading into all truth. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind who understands all things, man knows that with God all things are possible. The only way to this living truth, which heals the sick, is found in the science of divine mind, as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. The Christian Scientist has enlisted to lessen evil, disease, and death, and he will overcome them by understanding their nothingness and the allness of God, or good. Sickness, to him, is no less a temptation than is sin, and he heals them both by understanding God's power over them. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and His idea. Allow nothing but His likeness to abide in your thought. Let Christian Science, instead of corporeal sense, support your understanding of being, and this understanding will supplant error with truth, replace mortality with immortality, and silence discord with harmony.
Section 4. Psalms. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in His holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. Hebrews. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Romans. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Psalms. The goodness of God endureth continually.
Who that has felt the loss of human peace has not gained stronger desires for spiritual joy? The aspiration after heavenly good comes even before we discover what belongs to wisdom and love. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. It is ignorance and false belief, based on a material sense of things, which hide spiritual beauty and goodness. Understanding this, Paul said, neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Divine Science, the Word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence, the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting Him in countless spiritual forms. When we realize that life is spirit, never in nor of matter, this understanding will expand into self-completeness, finding all in God, good, and needing no other consciousness. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God.
Section 5. Acts. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
The scripture declares, "The Lord, he is God, good. There is none else beside him." Even so, harmony is universal and discord is unreal. Christian Science declares that mind is substance, also that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. Hold these points strongly in view. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Inasmuch as God is good and the fount of all being, he does not produce moral or physical deformity. Therefore, such deformity is not real, but is illusion, the mirage of error. Heredity is not a law. The remote cause or belief of disease is not dangerous because of its priority and the connection of past mortal thoughts with present. The predisposing cause and the exciting cause are mental. Mentally insist that harmony is the fact and that sickness is a temporal dream. Realize the presence of health and the fact of harmonious being until the body corresponds with the normal conditions of health and harmony. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. All that God imparts moves in accord with him, reflecting goodness and power.
Section 6. Jeremiah. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Zephaniah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zechariah. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty.
Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good, dwelling in eternal science. Love giveth to the least spiritual idea might, immortality, and goodness, which shine through all as the blossom shines through the bud. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love. The maximum of good is the infinite God and His idea, the all in all.
You've been listening to the Christian Science Quarterly Bible Lesson titled God. I'm Don Wallingford.
And I'm Mimi Oka. This program is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.
You're listening to Hymn 473 from the Christian Science Hymnal.